The definition of commit means to dedicate oneself fully to a goal, purpose, or relationship, to choose with intention and follow through with action. The name of this podcast came about because commit is my word of the year. And that's important to me because I've noticed there's a theme that every single time I've committed to something meaningful to me, I saw success. Whether it was the success of achieving the thing and finishing that I wanted to finish, or who I became in the process of setting out to achieve the thing. And because I'm a high-performance coach, I set commit as my word of the year because I am striving for bigger challenges, things that I may have not wanted to confront in the past, that kind of swept under a rug, thought I can deal with that later. These are things that are important to me, and I want to put them forefront and center in my life. And so what I did is I wrote out 7 goals that encompass all the areas of my life, from my faith, my family, even extended family, and my business, creating income and community, and all the things that I saw that I could use improvement in. And I created goals around them. And I'm going to commit to them by reading what those are every day and seeing how I can win, even if it's a very small step, how I can win at moving forward on one of these commitments, even if it's just one a day. Oftentimes there's several wins a day from a commitment that I move forward on. But my goal here is to just see forward movement, and that's where the win lies. And so I'm going to take this journey in 2025 in really honoring my commitments. And we'll see where this goes. And you know what the really amazing thing that's happened through all of this is that I realize that I'm okay with failing in the process. The win here is in the act of the commitment. And so even if I launch this podcast and it goes nowhere, even if some of my commitments that I've made really land flat, for me, that is okay because it's who I became, the process of commitment. So I hope you are as excited about this as I am, because I feel that reflecting on these things and bringing space towards all of this can help us become a better version of ourselves. It truly is. All of our activities that we want to do, all the achievements we want in life. I'm speaking to you high achievers. I've been told I'm a high achiever. So we want to do a lot of things, and it's there's a lot of doing. But I want to make space for us to honor the act of becoming. And that really is where you can find a lot of joy and clarity and focus and intention in your day. And so what happened with this podcast, which is really interesting, is when I went in my podcast app to create this podcast, I noticed that I had a podcast cover and title for another podcast name that I created 2 years ago. And I ended up doing nothing with it, even though I felt like drawn to start this podcast, because I wasn't sure exactly what I was going to talk about for all the episodes. And I wasn't really that set on even the cover image. I was like, I think I could make it better. And that was at the start of my journey. I had just been a certified high performance coach at the time. And now I'm going to be doing my third year of certification soon as a high performance coach. And I think the beauty of what high performance coaching has taught me is that the joy is in the becoming and to honor your commitments. And it's okay if you don't have it all figured out. And I've become much less of a perfectionist since then. And so now, looking at how I'm launching this podcast, it's completely different because I decided to podcast even before being set on the name and what I was going to talk about. I just felt really led to get started and to take action. And so this is Stephanie in 2025, where I'm sharing real life and real challenges and moving forward on them. And that's the thing, is that is the beauty of life, is we don't have to have it all figured out, but we can find purpose in our day-to-day activities, in our vision, and the joy is really in seeking out to make every moment special, and that moment can be filled with purpose just by leaning into really honoring what you believe is the right thing to do and being present in that moment. And so here in this podcast, this is what you'll get. You're going to get real Stephanie sharing real life, where I'm coming from a place of humility, where I'm a very private person. I don't usually talk about myself. And I have spent my time in the online business space working for other people behind the scenes in their businesses. And my background has been as an online business manager, as a director of operations, business consulting, a VP of marketing for a time. And so that's the thing, is I'm drawing all of this, my background from working in online business, and now coming in more recently doing high performance coaching and still helping people in their online business. There's just so much more perspective here, and a lot of it is thanks to high performance coaching, just being able to see that we can be vulnerable, we can be real, we don't have to put fronts, and you can still be loved, and it's okay. And one thing that's become really clear to me is I'm naturally drawn to all things online business, like the sales, the marketing, the delivery, the operations and finance. Like, I'm really drawn to that. Like, if I have free time and I want to do something for fun, I'll like want to take a course. It's just something that ever since I was exposed to the world of online business, I've just gravitated to it in a big way. But what I've noticed, though, especially in the past year, maybe year and a half, is that I have a new metric for business. And it used to be, my metrics used to be very numbers driven, for my data. And this past year, leaning into high performance coaching and really helping people to live their best lives, I've noticed that when their real happiness comes when they can really focus on their lifestyle and making their lifestyle a priority over their business, and then bringing in business after they create the time for their personal life to thrive. And so a couple of metrics I have now are the metrics of impact and how did I love today. And so I'm a numbers person, so I have a tracker that I do every weekend, and I measure my data. And so one of my metrics is writing in client wins. And out of all of the metrics that I have, that's the one that's meaningful to me. And, I'm not a fan of just writing down metrics for just metrics sake. There needs to be a purpose for measuring the metric. And, as I record this podcast today, just I feel so convicted that even if I wasn't to make a dime, the reason why I do this is for impact. And this is my way of showing that I love you. And it's different. It's different than typical business, but I really believe that we have to bring it all together, the life and the business. They're so intertwined. And what's it all for if you're not creating the impact and in committing to loving yourself, to loving your creator and those around us that we are all called
Thanks for
to.
tuning in to Commit to High Performance Growth. I hope today's episode inspired you to take action and commit to what truly matters. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. And if you are interested in working together, visit www.stephaniedonahue.co. And remember, growth starts with commitment. Keep showing up, and I'll see you in the next episode.